The preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, second volume, letter 77. The entire foundation is that a man has to search, has to ask that his entire thought and desire will only be for the benefit of the Creator. Then immediately comes a depiction of lowness called the divinity in the dust. Therefore, one should not be impressed from the descents, because a penny and a penny accumulates to a great amount. And this is early, as we learned, there's no lack in spirituality. However, it has departed for the time being so that there would be room for work to go forward, because every moment that you scrutinize into sanctity already enters the dominion of sanctity, and a man only descends in order to scrutinize additional sparks of sanctity. However, there is a counsel for a man to not wait until he'll be lowered from his degree, and then when he'll feel his lowness, he will come up again, and this ascent is called that he has scrutinized a part to sanctity. Rather, he himself comes down and raises additional sparks and brings them up to the dominion of sanctity. As our sages said, I haven't lost anything, but I search. That means that before I lose my present state in which I am, I begin to search. As Balasulam said about King David, who said, I will awaken the dawn. And our sages said, I awaken the dawn, and it is not the dawn that awakens me. Therefore, the main guarding, keeping, is at the time of the ascent, and not at the time of the descent. And at the time of the ascent, we have to extend the aspect of fear, that God forbid we will not be pushed out. But following all of these, all we have is to cry out to the King and ask for Him to have mercy over us once and for all.
Yes, all our problems are in us having to object the descents and try not to let them affect us. And I will awaken the dawn, and not the dawn awakens me, as I need to search for lacks, deficiencies, additional ones in my work, in my state. How much can I add in bestowal, in connecting, in the prayer of the many, for the many. And then I am guarding myself from the descents, because I myself am seeing myself constantly as in a state from which I can ascend. And by doing so, I save time, and I'm never in a state whereby I'm working on a lack that I receive from above, from all kind of states, unexpected states. Rather, I receive the lack from me in my effort, am revealing my state, such states in which I can add mercy, force of bestowal, force of connection. Thus, I'm advancing quickly in awakening the dawn. Therefore, in such manner, one can guard himself constantly in the middle line, in the direction of the king's palace, under the condition that constantly we're searching and finding in our state what to add. And a person alone cannot do that, rather constantly as we are all searching and everyone compensates for the other. Thus we are in it. Just like in a cogwheel, in a wheel, there are many points, however, each moving in a different direction, however, together, spinning and coming into the right direction. Accordingly, is the work in the group, whereby if we are working together in discovering the common desire, where the form of love and bestowal, being the creator, is not revealed among us as yet, then we compensate for one another, complement one another, and come to it very quickly, whereby otherwise it takes many incarnations. Yeah, the path takes many incarnations otherwise. So, working together.